Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Not a first-round pick. Now, he's the favorite in the betting markets to be the first pick tonight, but who knows, right? Surprises happen. Could Cleveland, who has two picks and four tonight. Yeah,
because of the trade they made in pick two. Yeah.
So most people think he's going with one of those first four picks, you know, one of the two of the first four picks, I should say, to the Cleveland Browns. But it's weird the way everybody's discussing Shedeur Sanders now. Like, you have one faction that is like, everybody's an idiot. What did they do?
That was Mel Kiper's faction. You can throw those. That's the Mel Kiper army. And because then, he really hated
And then
the
there's
Sanders
another group, which is, I don't know if it's people just wanted to be proven right, or it's, for whatever reason, people just are very anti-Shedeur Sanders. They don't like him and his dad. Because I got texts from a friend or two last night. You guys acknowledge that you saw it on social media as well. One of the texts I specifically got was, man, I love seeing Sanders not get drafted. And I don't get that. I really don't. Like, maybe you think he's going to be a crappy quarterback, and that's a fair evaluation, and you just don't think he has it, whatever. But the joy that he didn't go in the first round, it says a lot more about, like, you to a certain extent. Like, if you want to say, well, he's arrogant, spoiler, a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL are arrogant. He just said he's maybe saying and he wears it on his shoulders more. But just be honest, you don't like Deion Sanders. That's fine. You don't like the way they operate as a family. Just be honest about it.
I never in the time watching the draft watched people celebrate a player falling. Normally, as you guys recall, when a player sinks in the draft, we show the sad photos of Aaron Rodgers or the Baker, and they're like, damn. Tough day for the kid, you know? You had your dreams. You thought you were going to get taken higher. Will Levis. You got to be escorted out there like, boo. I know, you know, some of these teams didn't like, but like, really tough to see for the kid. People seemed practically giddy that Sanders was falling in draft. Like, relax a little, man. Still a kid. Look, whether the teams, obviously, there was something about it. I think it's kind of crazy that the braggadocious part was the reason why he wasn't a first-round pick. And I just want to remind people that Johnny Manziel once existed and was a first-round pick. There's no way Sanders is any more braggadocious or, like, no way. Same. I'll give him equal if they want because of the, what was the little booth that Shedeur had, like, pre-built?
Legendary.
Right,
yeah, that stuff's a bit
but
much.
But, like, Johnny Manziel was no different than that from that perspective. Yeah. It didn't stop teams from taking him.
Mm-hmm.
Very, like, even, like, might have been similar quarterback profile. So maybe teams have learned the lesson. I don't know. But the point is that it was weird to see it happen. I guess I assume he's with the Browns. By all accounts, the Saints don't like him. And when the Steelers passed on him at 21, I think you and I assume the same thing. Everyone assumed the same thing. It's like, they must think Aaron Rodgers is coming to town, or they're going to trade for somebody they must think is coming. They're not going with Mason Rudolph. And so when they let Shedeur go past at 21, I just kind of had to assume that they'd be fine to take Shedeur if he like fell pretty far, but they got other quarterback plans. Browns, is that it? Is that the only team we think left? Bucks, if they're like looking for, but it'd be like the third. He's going at night, right? He's going to the second round, right? Sanders, or what do you think he's going to third?
I think it's just a lot of false. Yeah. Like
I think
this
go tonight
for whatever reason, like, and this applies to non-sports as well. Like this text says he blew off a bunch of GMs in meetings. That's already been proven to be completely inaccurate. That's not true. Shedeur Sanders did not ignore and say, I don't need to meet with you, sir, in general. That was some weird rumor that was floating around on social media. And like anything else, one person sees it and everybody just takes it as fact. And that's a bigger problem in a lot of ways. But that's what's happening with Sanders here. Like, that's just literally as an inaccurate statement. So that's the kind of stuff what I mean. Like, people have just made up their mind about it. And I'm not sitting here telling you that he's going to be a 10-year starter in the league. I also, by the way, I would have drafted him before I would have drafted Jackson Dart.
All right, rank quickly. I know we all have an opinion by now, so like I can put you on the spot, and I think it's fine. Other than, you don't know Sanders' landing spot. I'll allow you to revise this on Monday if you want, because we'll probably have to have this conversation on Monday once you know the actual team, because team does matter. Who do you think is the better pro quarterback between the three? In order, where do you think they rank as pro quarterbacks? In their career. Okay. Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders.
Sanders, Dart.
Yeah, that's you can say. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, we all agree. Yeah. So we all think he's gonna have a better career than Dart. I'm not totally convinced Sanders won't have a better career than Ward. Now, I do think landing spot, if he lands with Cleveland, I'm hard pressed. I'll be hard pressed for a franchise that's been that bad for that long. I'm going to be hard pressed to think they finally got it right at quarterback. So fairness, but if he landed with like the Steelers, I might put Sanders, Ward, then.
I hear you.
The Browns actually did something kind of nice, good last night, believe it or not. I know the Travis Hunter could be really good, but they got Mason Graham, who's going to be a freaking stud. If they get Shedeur, and then they potentially get Burden as well. I mean, they might have figured it out a little bit, actually, the Browns, which is disappointing for me, but.
No way. I mean, that just feels like an overshot. Browns?
If they get Shedeur and they get Burden tonight, yeah. if that's how it goes, if they go Burden at 33 and then Shedeur and Shedeur works out, I mean, they can kiss a lot of their problems goodbye if Shedeur ends up working out. Because they've got the defense already to go on and win a lot of games.
God, what a wild. Because we can get back into it, too, but like the Hunter stuff. You have to think you're playing him at both if you're making that trade.
Of course.
And that wasn't even the... And, like, I already saw the rumor, like, Pelissero said they're going to start him in the wide receiver room and then work him in the defense back room. In fairness, wide receiver is probably harder to learn. Plus, Ryan Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter, that sounds fun.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.